Welcome along. It's the Avon Scout Radio Show. It is Andy and also Mikey is
Hello.
With you.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we are not alone in the studio this evening. We have some special guests. So let's just quickly say hello to our guests. Hello, guests.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there's loads of guests sat the other side of the desk this evening. But we're going to find out all about why they're here and who they are very, very shortly. So stay tuned for that because we have an amazing show, jam-packed, full of stuff for you. So stay tuned, BCFM 93.2 in Bristol and bcfmradio.com all over the world. So we want to hear from you because we're going to be talking about some really important stuff, especially if you're a scout group. We want to hear about your fundraising tonight because we're going to be talking all things fundraising, because scouts sat opposite me are doing something amazing. And it's not just for them, it's for their local community as well. So what you need to do, get out your mobile phone, 60777, start your message with BCFM. That'll ping straight through to my screen and I'll be able to give you a shout out. Or you can get us on the old Twitter.
At Avon Scout Radio.
Or
BCFM Radio.
Simple as that. Or if you're on the Facebook, you can also get us on there as well. You just need to search for Avon Scout Radio and BCFM Radio on there. So loads of ways to get in contact. Tell us what you think about what we're talking about this evening, because we have got an amazing story coming your way straight after George Ezra. It's almost over. Monday is almost gone, so stay with it. We're going to be here for you the next hour, keeping you entertained on the Avon Scout Radio Show, and then straight up after us will be the Bristol Music Show. But we don't want to talk about that yet. We want to talk about our amazing guests that are in the studio. So we're going to find out who is joining us. So we are going to start this end. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Steve. I'm the section leader for Scouts at 43rd Bristol.
Cool. Okay, so we've got a section leader, and then in the middle, we've got two very special people. The most important, I think.
Hi, I'm Finley, and I'm a scout.
Hi, Finn.
Hi, I'm Natalie, and I'm a scout.
So we've got Finn and Natalie that are both scouts, and then over on the end, we have got...
Hello, I'm Charles, and I'm chairman of the 43rd Bristol Scout Group.
Yep, so we've got a massive range of knowledge in the room this evening. So we've got a chairman that kind of... We're going to find out all about that and what that means, because I'll be honest... I wouldn't put my money on sort of I knowing fully what the chairman role is. We've got an awesome scout leader sat over here that provides the week-to-week activities. And then we've got some scouts that are going to tell us all about what they do. But why have you come into BCFM this evening?
We've come in because we're on a big journey at the moment. The 43rd Bristol Scout Group has been running for 60 plus years in Stoke Bishop, and we have a scout hut that is a true proper scout hut, wooden, falling to bits, no insulation, very grotty, horrible toilets, and it's really come to the end of its life. And so we want to replace it with a brand new scout community centre in Stoke Bishop that can be used by the scouts, the guides and other local groups.
Yeah, and I think you've hit something really special there. Actually, it's going to be a community centre, not a scout hut.
That's right.
I think that's a really important thing. So I'm going to ask the scouts, what's it like in the old scout hut at the moment? And be honest, I'm not going to tell anyone. So what's it like?
Cold.
Cold?
Well, it's okay. I mean, we would like to have another scout hut, so we're trying to raise money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the best place to meet. And as a scout leader, does it, cause you any problems?
It's quite funny. It's if you try and sell it to people, well, we've got two sockets in there.
Oh, wow.
you might fall through the floor if you jump too high. You might hit your head on the ceiling. And if you leave the water heater on, it'll explode. So, but the scouts love it. It's got so much character.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cold when you get in there, and on a winter's night, you come to it and... It's pretty grim, but, you know, once the scouts get in there and fill it up and start running around, I mean, it's amazing, but it's past its sell-by date.
Yeah, so definitely that's past its kind sell-by of currently date. Where you are, but you're a hugely successful group. So what I want to do is find out a little bit about what you do in your scouting kind of activities, and then I want to talk about the fundraising, find out how it's going, find out how our listeners can get involved. And you never know, it might also inspire them a little bit to kind of either raise some funds for your group, for their local community, because it's so, so important we get out there and do stuff. But before that, we're going to take another song here on BCFM, and then we're going to find out what Scouts is really like. Hopefully you're well and you're enjoying the show so far, and we are finding all about this amazing project, the new community scout hut that the group want to build. But we want to find out about the Scouts first of all. So I'm going to start with our Scouts that are in the studio. and they're going to tell me, what's your favourite thing you've done recently at Scouts?
Well, my favourite thing was when we did the chef badge and we were split into groups and we decided on a starter and a main to make. And the next week we made it and it was really fun because I hadn't cooked before. So I learned lots of things.
Cool. And what was your menu choice? Can you remember?
So for the starter was leek and potato soup. And then the main was carbonara.
Oh, I love carbonara. Carbonara is one of the favourites in my house. It really is. So, yeah, that gives a big thumbs up for me. And what have you enjoyed the most?
I've quite enjoyed the astronomy badge.
Cool.
Because we had really big telescopes and it's really fun.
Okay, and what did you have to do for that?
Well, we looked at some planets and some stars and, yeah.
Can I just say, we had a Christmas tree sale and one of the guys that bought a Christmas tree, he runs this sort of astronomy thing, John Swan is called, Travelling History Company, and he offered to do this astronomy night with us. And he brought these really expensive telescopes. So we're not just talking, you know, Argos specials. You mean other catalogue companies are available.
I'll tell you who I work for in a minute.
But, you know, he brought these, and this one telescope looked like a telescope. It, you know, looked like some out of Jules Verne or Galileo. And we got so many scouts, we had to split them in two. But it was amazing, and we were really lucky with the weather.
Things like that, the weather just makes it. It's kind of
yeah, and so this is the spirit of Stoke Bishop in a way. You get people coming and buying a Christmas tree and offering the services, and that from that came the astronomy. So it was good, and with the chef badge, what was quite interesting, they all decided on a menu, and of course as leaders you have to eat everything. So gosh, at the end of that night I was well fed, let's just say that.
And between you, me and the four walls, was it all edible?
Yeah, it was, yeah, and there was no food poisoning that I know.
That's okay, so then, because I know you are right, it's that horrible moment of the, oh look, I've made this. Yeah. Looks lovely.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was mostly edible, I think. Yeah.
That's cool. And what other stuff have you been up to? Because I know we were talking about some cooking, some backwards cooking off air.
What about the rabbit?
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So we did a survival badge and we had to skin a rabbit. Well, it was already skinned, so we had to chop it up and make a meal with it. And we found a kidney and we did a challenge who wanted to eat the kidney, which was not, to be honest with you, not that, well, pleasant.
Yeah, I don't think I would fancy it. I'm not sure.
No, there's just blood and guts everywhere that night, I tell you.
Yeah, it does sound like it a little bit.
You know, you come into our group scout leader, Andy, came into the hut and all the scouts are covered in blood with big knives. And I think he was wondering what they were doing. It's like the psycho badge, maybe, you know.
And what have you got coming up very soon on your programme?
We've got the photography badge.
Okay, do you know what you have to do for that?
Take photos.
That is a good answer. I'm liking it.
Yeah, no. So we're gonna follow the sort of guidelines for that, but we always put a spin on it, as I'm sure most scout leaders do. So we're going to be looking at different cameras and lenses, and I don't tell them too much beforehand.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of beauty of scouting, is kind of one week you could be skinning a rabbit, the next week you could be taking photos, and they're just such a broad kind of spectrum apart that it just makes it really interesting and fun. So what's your all-time favourite memory of scouts so far for you two?
Probably when we went caving. So we walked to this cave. We had helmets with lights on for safety. And we went down this a cave with a guide. And it was, I'd never been down one, so it was one lifetime experience, pretty much.
Cool, that sounds really good. And Natalie, what are you?
I'd probably have to say caving as well, because I've been twice now with scouts and it's been really, like, a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was proper caving. It wasn't, like, you know,
it's not going to Wookie Hole.
No, it wasn't Wookie Hole. No, it was Goat's Church. And we had the scout caving people.
Yeah.
Andy and Carey helping us out, who I'm sure you know.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Brilliant, yeah, and I love caving myself, so it's you know, it's not a chore to go and do it. And we've got some more caving organised, some more advanced caving coming up.
Cool. I suppose I'm going to finish this little section with the same question to you as a leader. So what's your favourite thing about being a scout leader?
Well, I love the opportunity to do things like caving and shooting and knives and fires. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, I was never a scout or a cub or a beaver, so I did all that, you know, just out and about, and to be able to do it legitimately without getting arrested is perfect, you know.
Yeah, it really is. And hopefully that kind of gives the listeners a bit of a broad idea as to kind of what scouting's all about. And you don't need to be an expert, you don't need to be Bear Grylls to join. If you're an adult and you want to volunteer, there are groups all over Bristol that would love to hear from you, and kind of you could kind of give 1 hour a week, you could give more. Groups would love to hear from you, so please get in contact with your local group, because you'll be in sort of letting the young people do stuff like the caving, and you can just see and listen that it makes such a big difference to them. So get in contact with your local group, and I'm sure they would love to hear from you. So you're listening to the Avon Scout Radio Show. We're here live from BCFM in the heart of Bristol, and we are really fortunate tonight that we have got a group with us in the studio. We are joined by the 43rd Stoke Bishop, and we've been finding out all about their amazing plans for a new building. So I'm now going to talk to Charles a little bit and find out, first of all, what a group chairman does and kind of what your role is all about.
Well, I seem to have a sort of overarching role, I suppose. I don't run the different activities for the children. What I seem to do is sort of be a bit in the background, making sure that everything infrastructurally works, and also run the group events. And we hold a number throughout the year where we try and raise money, bring the community together. So it's a fairly full-on and completely unknown role.
Okay, so you're kind of almost the engine that allows the scouting to happen.
Trying to keep it all together.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like a really challenging role for you. How long does it take? Kind of a week, a month? Kind of how many hours are you kind of putting in?
Well, it's kind of evolved and changed, I think. I've been chairman for nearly 5 years now, and I've sort of learnt a lot en route, and I could only do the job actually by having some fantastic volunteers, people like Steve, other leaders that we have in the group, and we've had many new parent volunteers that have joined us in the last 18 months, 2 years, which has been fantastic, and that makes the whole thing work.
Yeah, so you say you've got a lot of adult volunteers. What kind of number are we talking in your group?
So in our group, it has grown a lot, actually. We've now got 89 children that come along to Beavers, Cubs and Scouts each week. In September, we opened a second beaver colony because we had a very big waiting list. And we still have a waiting list, but we want to. One of the reasons for having a new Scout community centre is we need better facilities to accommodate everyone. We've also now got over 40 registered adult volunteers that come along weekly to help out, which, frankly, we just couldn't do it without their help. So it's a big thanks from me.
Yeah, the adults, they all deserve a medal, in my opinion. It's kind of like, without the adult volunteers in scouting wouldn't happen. And I think everyone should say a massive thank you to any adult volunteer you meet, because without them, we would be nothing. So we've kind of obviously talked about your role, and we've kind of mentioned the building. So what's the dream? What's the ambition?
Well, at the moment, we're trying to raise £250,000 to build a brand new building that will accommodate the scouts, but it will also allow us to hire out rooms. There's a big demand by local charities, charitable, non-profit making organisations in the vicinity that want to use it, and really give us an infrastructure and a platform for the next 50 years of all the generations of kids that are going to come through and use the building.
Yeah, it really does sound an amazing project. So let's talk about the project a little bit. So kind of what's the end goal? We can talk sort of the money sum. Where are you at the moment, and what kind of fundraising are you doing?
We think our target is 250,000. We've had some plans drawn up for the new Scout Community Centre. So far, we've raised over £50,000 just through our own endeavours and efforts. And from a whole range of different sources. What's been fantastic actually in the last 12 months or so is the community, the local community has got behind this and are coming out, supporting us, making donations, helping out where they can in whatever way that may be. We run a whole series of group events. So we, for example, have a quiz and curry night, which is always good fun. We've run a 24-hour bike-a-thon. We had a Kabwa Scout for half an hour cycling all through the night. We run a cappuccino cafe, which is open every Saturday morning, beginning of the month, and that has the local community coming along and having a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and a chat. And we see ourselves as being very much part of the community. We've also targeted local businesses who've been, again, very supportive, various community groups. The Bristol Neighbourhood Partnership, our local neighbourhood partnership, has been really, really supportive of our group and have given us some funding. We also have the BS9 Arts Trail. They use our hut. It's part of the route. And each year we probably have 700 or 800 people that come through the hut.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Which is great. We've had people running the Bristol to Bath Marathon, which happened about 2 years ago. We've got a whole raft of different events, including the next group event is a manure sale.
A what?
I'll let Steve answer that one.
If I wasn't Ofcom regulated, I'd change the name. But
one of our parents is a very keen gardener, and he sort of bought a load of manure in, and I think he bought too much.
Did you just kind of turn up one night and go, "Here, this is for you"?
Well, yeah. What's this pile of muck outside the hut? But we sort of thought, oh, maybe we could sell this. But what was so good, we also did like a little raised bed and we put manure in there. But we got the scouts shoveling, I won't say the word.
Cause yes, yeah.
Shoveling manure. what's that light flashing?
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, that was a swearing alert. So we got the scouts shoveling it and they loved it. I mean, it's, you know, they may not admit to it now, but, you know, getting mucky and getting up to your elbows in horse manure. And we made quite a nice profit last time, and we'll be doing it again on the 1st of April. So, you know, if you're in the Stoke-Bishop area on the 1st of April and you want some horse muck, then...
You're in a place to come.
And it's not an April Fool, even though it's 1st of April.
Is this one big wind?
No, and we've got, you know, 43rd Bristol website. You can find details on there. But it's quite an unusual thing to do. I found out because I went to a scout leader meeting recently, and they were quite surprised that we sell muck.
Yeah, I think you're the first group I've come across that are selling that, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but, you know, believe as you know yourself, Andy, because you're a scout leader, you know, getting scouts to do things like that, get them off the tablets, get them shoveling muck, you know, it puts hairs on the chest.
Absolutely, it puts hairs on the hairs if it smells that much.
I think we'll kind of do anything, won't we, to sort of raise some money. The big challenge for us is to win... the sort of bigger money grants from the bigger foundations, and that's we've created a new fundraising subcommittee that's trying to talk to some of these bigger funders. That's our big challenge, and that's where we need to go. You know, on top of the manure sale
but stuff like manure sales, you know, in the scheme of things, doesn't raise a lot of money, but it brings the community together, and that's what we're trying to do. And the more community support we get, the better, basically.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what I'm really feeling from your group is community is really at the heart of the group. You're not building a building just for the scouts. You're building a building for the community, and you're opening your building up so the community can use it, and that is so important. How many scout groups around the country are used a couple of hours a week? Because 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night, the padlock goes on the gate and it's not used. I think it's so important that we open up our buildings and kind of do what you guys are doing and get them in. That might be the coffee mornings, it might be selling stuff, the art trail. It's amazing, it really is.
And we know there's a massive demand. I've had so many calls and letters from individuals saying we just can't find anywhere to meet our group. So if we can provide that would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it really, really is. It sounds an amazing project. So we'll give it another plug in a minute, but we need to take another song now on BCFM. And enjoying this song, I'm going to get kicked out of my chair and the scouts are going to take over the radio station. So when you come back, it won't be me sat here. So stay tuned. It'll be good.
That was Coldplay, A Sky Full of Stars, and you're listening to BCFM Radio 93.2 FM.
Next on BCFM is Bastille of the Night.
Oh, so what's the activity that you most want to do in Scouts?
Is this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, what I most want to do, it's got to be dangerous, hasn't it? And it's got to be something I like doing. So something that can combine shooting, fires and explosives, I think. But I'm not sure I'm allowed to do that. So, I mean, that's the beauty of being a scout leader. You can decide what you want to do. And this is why we do so much caving. This is why we do so much lighting fires. And it's all there. You know, it's the next thing we are going to do next year, we're going to do more digital citizen stuff. But that sort of relies on our new hut in a way, because we need the internet and we need Wi-Fi. But, you know, because I know kids love that, but we can't just do stuff like that. So this is why we also cut up rabbits and eat rabbits' kidneys and stuff like that.
Okay, from this year, what was your most enjoyable thing that you've done with the Scouts?
From this year, I love the hikes. I love the hikes when we go out hiking. I love the shooting, and you know the cooking was quite interesting. It was didn't know what to expect, but you know everybody did such a good job of coming up with these foods. I had very low expectations of that, because last time we did a similar thing a couple of years ago, we had scouts that couldn't open a tin of beans. So I had very low expectations, but I was blown away. I mean, they might have we had smoked salmon and all sorts. So I think that's probably this year. Yeah.
So there you go. I've managed to get back into my seat. Well, almost. So you're listening to BCFM. It is the Avon Scout Radio Show. Stay tuned, because we're going to be giving you a little wrap up of everything we've talked about, and then we're going to be making way for the Bristol Music Show on 93.2. It is almost time for me to let our special guests go. They have been such great company this evening. We've been spending the evening with the 43rd Stoke Bishop Scout Group. So I suppose I just want to recap, just in case some of our listeners have just tuned in now and gone, oh, what have I missed, on what we've been talking about. So just recap in like a minute about the project and kind of what you're doing.
So we're looking to raise funds. We're trying to raise £250,000 to build a brand new Scout Community Centre in Stoke Bishop that can be used by the Scouts, but also by local groups, volunteer organisations who may want to hire the rooms out or the kitchen. So far we've raised over £50,000 ourselves, and we've got loads of activities. The group itself has expanded dramatically in the last 2 years. We were, I think it was about 2 years ago, we were down to eight.
Yeah,
was it,
we
Steve?
Had
eight
when,
scouts.
When I started, we had eight, and then we've got a few more. We had 12, and now we've got 32. So we've in a space of 2 years, we've expanded massively.
Yeah, which is really really great.
So we've now got 89 children. We opened a second beaver colony in September last year. We want to expand the scouts and the cubs. So we need more volunteers. So if there are any parents out there who would like to help, please get in contact with us.
Yeah, and I should add, I mean, I mentioned earlier on, I was never a scout. I was never a cub or a beaver, and yet I sort of slotted into it. And I think a lot of people are scared of committing, because they think, oh, it's you need all these different skills to do it. But you don't. You bring whatever you have to the table. And, you know, I would encourage, and for the 43rd and other scout groups, we need more volunteers. We need more leaders. So, you know, don't be scared. Just try it out.
Yeah.
I did that, and I've never regretted it, apart from a few nights where you want to strangle them. But, you know, that wasn't live, was it?
We now have volunteers who help out on a rota basis. So it's not every week either, which takes the pressure off.
You could do it, you know, if we had enough leaders, you know, you could do it once every 3 weeks, once a month. I mean, as a section leader, I do it every week, which I'm happy to do, but... You know, if you came on as an assistant section leader, you could do it once every 3 weeks, once every... So it's not a massive commitment.
And I think the thing to remember as well is kind of you're not just going to be suddenly like, here's 30 scouts, we're going to see you later, bye-bye. There's going to be people around to support you, and you'll be amazed what you learn. I know I've got myself qualified with certain outdoor pursuits through scouting. So it's not just going to be kind of like, oh, there you go, see you later, and we're off out the door. So we've got about a minute, so we've got to cram everything into this. So what events are coming up? How can I support your fundraising efforts?
Well, we've got the good old manure sale on the 1st of April, which
I'm loving.
Earlier, yes. we're holding a big raffle, actually. We've got our May tea party, and we're holding a big raffle. We've got lots of businesses supporting us with fantastic prizes available on our website. And we've got we're going to be holding a quiz and curry night. And there's a whole load of other activities that we as a group are running.
So there you go. So many ways you can get involved. You need to visit the website 43rdbristolscouts.org.uk or on our Facebook page. We'll put all the details on there. Have a great night. See you soon.
Hi, this is Charlotte from Avon Scout Radio. If you want to listen again to any of our shows, go to our website, avonscoutradio.org.uk.